having the cup of tea here now with Brian. Brian, thanks for the cup of tea.
You're so welcome, Damien.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Melissa is your daughter.
Melissa is my daughter and Jen is her best friend.
Yes.
Now, I listened to them two girls on October. It was back in October. So I heard her there again a couple of weeks ago. Herself and Jen were on again. Sorry.
I know, you're going to get emotional in this and we can stop and start and there's no problem at all, because the message I got from Jennifer was, Brian is one of those countless numbers of grandparents or aunties and uncles that have to learn about autism. It's very difficult.
Damien, for me, it is very hard. And I'll tell you why it's very hard for me.
Yeah.
Melissa's my only baby, my only daughter, like, that's what I mean. She's always been there. She's my rock. She's seen me go through bad times, really bad times, Damien. I love her to bits. Harper, Damien, that's... Sorry now, but this is difficult, right? It's very hard, Damien, to explain what goes through my head when I go to Melissa, because Melissa's suffering, Damien. Just like all the other parents that have autistic children, Damien.
Because this involves a child, a five-year-old, obviously, as you've mentioned there, this case is being taken through his mother, and she is basically seeking a judicial review challenging the weight that's in question here.
Hello.
Morning, Rebecca.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, I'm good. Rebecca, we've just done a little bit with Jennifer there about this test case, I suppose, up in the High Court in Dublin. What's your thoughts?
I suppose my thoughts is it's very warranted, and it's great to see someone actually have been brave enough and I suppose having enough energy to take this case, because it's just applicable to the whole country at this stage. So it'll be very interesting to see what comes of it, you know.
Protest is one way of putting it, but it's also a walk of support. It's a walk of solidarity. How would you describe it, Laura?
Yeah, to be honest, we're calling on the people of Dungarvan and Waterford to come and walk in our shoes, because, like, at the end of the day, this isn't affecting many people. And I don't think, to be honest, people will understand until they're in our shoes how it affects not only us as a parent, but the family, the whole family.
When we had the protest get together in Dungarvan last time, Rebecca, in the evening time, Laura, there was a great support.
There was
hundreds there. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's ask them, come out again.
Please, yeah.
Please, please come out again. You can't just have one protest or one walk of solidarity and then say it's all over. It's not. Now, the government have come out and they've said, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And there's been some people that have got school places and others haven't.
Like, at the end of the day, he has the right to an education in a school that's appropriate to his needs.
If a parent gets a place for their child, the fear is that they'll drop out of any campaign and that mm-hmm. everybody sort of looks after themselves. Mm-hmm. But what's happened with this campaign and with ye, mm-hmm. you've all decided, do you know what, this mm-hmm. is for future generations, yeah, as well, and
absolutely.
This is not just for our child. It is for your child, but it's also, how would you explain that?
Well, me in particular, Harper has her place come September after fighting since last October with Jen. And I'm not stopping just because my daughter has a place. At the end of the day, we're after strangers meeting together as parents. Mm-hmm. We're not giving up this fight just because I have my daughter her place.
How important is that solidarity, Melissa?
Like, as I said from day one, Damien, it's not only for our children, it's for all children. Even TJ does not have a place, but even if he did have a place for September, I'd still be fighting for children that didn't have a place.
On Friday at 3:07, I got an email from St. John's Special School to offer Jay his place for September 2025. Absolutely elated and relieved.
How do you feel about it all?
I feel absolutely delighted, and I feel like everything was completely worthwhile. Coming on this journey and having Jay has taught me so much about myself, but also taught me so much about life and what it means. And I really think that there needs to be a permanent change in education as a whole, all over the country, in terms of admissions policies, in terms of children accessing their educations. Like, lottery systems are just absolutely insane. So, I mean, I'm going to continue my work. I'm the Waterford rep for the Equality and Education for All campaign, and I will be in Dublin on the 7th of June for our next protest, because I will be standing with those parents who stood with me.
There's been a lot of education of people on this story and journey. from last September, October, people started coming on the programme. Jennifer, Melissa, others, we had Connor, with different people, yourself then earlier in the year. And I think it's helped educate a lot of people.
It has. It really has, you know, and it's important, as I said, that those small accommodations and supports are in place for children everywhere in society. And
you want to thank people that have helped you.
Oh, I have so many people to thank. And obviously, after my husband and my immediate family, you were the first person I called because you broke this story for us and you did it with such compassion and dignity for my son. And you said you told the story in such a way that respected him. And I can't thank you enough. I can't thank WLR enough. Mm-hmm. And I have so many people to thank over the coming weeks, and I will make sure I get to each and every one of them. I appreciate everybody.
Melissa and Jennifer have just turned up to the building. How are you, ladies?
Hi, how are you?
This wasn't expected now,
no,
so
and
you've
prepared.
You've got flowers and cakes and everything. Thank you so much. You didn't need to do that, genuinely.
We did, Damien, because
you gave us the avenue for a voice.
Yes,
No, you're very good, genuinely. I really appreciate it. I'm only doing my job, as they say, and you contacted me originally, Jennifer, as you say. Is it last October, was it?
That's right, October it all started. We went on this journey together, didn't we?
And the great news is, from your perspectives,
TJ has an appropriate school place.
And Harper has an appropriate school place too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant?
So any parents out there that's going through it, there is light at the end of this dark little tunnel.
Yes.
But you will get there. The fight, unfortunately, still has to be done.
Yes.
And that's why I wanted to get you on the radio, not for the flowers and the stuff, but just to say, because parents in October will be facing
this again, and the stress and everything. And please do not hesitate to contact myself or Melissa and we will help you through it.
Oh. Yeah, it's magical.
And TJ is my one and only, and the owner. It's the start of a new journey, isn't it? And it's just unbelievable. And I have to thank the people of Waterford for the people power.
Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for the little gifts.
Thanks.
Well done to ye, and well done, as you say, to your families and to everybody concerned
and all the supporters.
And
thank you, Damien.
Thank you to Damien and Jennifer and all the WLR team.
Yeah, every one of you. You've been amazing.
Well, that's what we're here for, to listen to your stories and to tell your stories and tell them the best way possible. But
you're listening to real people with real problems.
And I think it's going to be so lovely for the transition now for September and be able to send you those photos of TJ and Harper in their uniform saying, we've made it. It's another chapter.
It. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Done, Jennifer, Melissa. Well done.
Thank you.
God bless. Yeah. Thank you.